Next case.
Case number 12955, Kenneth and Cynthia Sampson seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northeast of North Haven Drive within the Americana Bayside subdivision. The 911 address is 12409 North Haven Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 2003. The applicant is seeking a 3.7-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed second-level deck. We have 2 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Mr. Chairman, due to a conflict, I will have to recuse myself.
Okay, sir.
Evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Ken Sampson, 12409 North Haven Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You may present your case.
Okay. Hi, my name is Ken Sampson. We had a home built in 2022. we had the home built originally to be wheelchair accessible. We chose an elevator option to get up to the second floor living space. And with that in mind, we kind of lost some of the garages in that process. We are on a corner lot in our community on a dead end street, and we are looking to put a side deck on, take advantage of the views that we have of the golf course that run up the side of the house, which is not uncommon on a lot of homes in the community. They have side decks and they also enjoy those views. And the reason for the variance, we are permitted a 4'2" or 4'4" to the BRL. So we could build something there, but when we met with an architect, he said that's really considered a walkway, not a deck. He suggested an 8-foot deck. So our hopes was to cantilever, put our deck, and still keep the supports of the deck in the BRL, and then cantilever the 3'8", I believe it was, to have an 8-foot deck down the side of the house. So, we do have a fireplace bump out on that side of the house, and that also kind of restricts the accessibility in one small area of that side. So in order for the aesthetics purpose, we were just hoping to keep it the same size, you know, all the way down, but we have some flexibility in that. Anything's better than the 4'2" that we're allowed to build there currently. So and we, that's the side of the house here that we're talking about. The one thing about about that community, on the ground level, because our living space is all on the second floor, on the ground level, you can build all the way to the property line as far as pavers, decks, landscaping can be, just anything you want to put there, as long as they approve it, of course. Fences are permitted on the property line there. We're still going to be, if granted, we're going to be in from our property line, but it is over the BRL, and that's what we're hoping for, is to be able to build a usable deck there to take advantage of the lot that we purchased, that the builder would not put a deck there because we were towards the end of the builds. They wouldn't do any custom work. There are some custom homes in our community where they had all those options. Ours was not one of those. So, any questions at all?
Questions?
Are you wanting, in particular, a view of the water? Is that what you're looking for? Or what are you wanting a view of?
No, we're hoping to get the view up the golf course. And we're hoping to get some sunshine. Currently, we have a small deck in the, a a small deck built into the house, which has a roof over it, and it's like a screen enclosed area, so there is no sun there at all either. So if we can put something on the side there, then we put, I mean, we get the sun all day long on that deck, and
is this the south facing side?
Let me see if it says that on my site plan.
It seems like it, just looking at the packet.
I believe that is the south side.
Okay. Is it typical for this community that you would have a second story deck with a view?
Yes. Yeah, there's many of them. So most of the homes in the community do have second floor decks. And there's a big mix of homes in the community. The majority, I would say, are second floor living spaces. So
did you have like a choice of some models to pick from when you built this home?
We were limited because if somebody had a model, then you had to pick something else or a different option of that. But yes, there were different models you could have selected.
So you didn't have any options with a second story deck?
No, they would not build that for us at the time because this is one of their standard homes. It wasn't one of their custom homes that they were building. Shell was the builder. Their custom builds were built by Echelon. I think it's all the same the same builder. We chose one of the Shell homes with the original intention was for us to put a deck there. Anyway, we know we can. We're just trying to put one there that's big enough to use more than a walkway.
Sure. So, okay. So how deep is that fireplace?
That fireplace is about 2 feet, maybe.
Okay. So with an 8-foot deck, then you're left with about 6 foot.
Probably about 5.5, yeah, because you have all the handrail system that needs to be in place there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And does the deck also allow you to, does it also allow you to move back and forth between different parts of the house?
Yes. What we were hoping to do was be able to have that deck connect at the very front and the back of the house. So that way it's the full side of the house.
So it's a wraparound design?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So the uniqueness would be the fact that second story decks with a view is typical in this community, but you weren't given the option of having one.
That is true, yes.
Okay. All right, I think that's all the questions I have for now.
You said you chose the house that was wheelchair accessible. Is that correct?
Yes, we are building the house that way. In other words, we ordered it with the elevator option in there so we could have the wheelchair option to go in and out the house. We are going to put a small ramp in the front there. We have older parents, and they would like to be able to come down and use it, but it's not really accessible yet for them to take full advantage of the home. So,
okay, so that necessity is for your parents, or
yes,
that's what you're thinking. Okay.
And we hope to get all there too. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If you've indicated, I apologize. The position of the HOA?
They were supportive of it, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp? I see your lot's a rectangular lot. Is it narrower than other lots in the neighborhood? Or is it a similar size?
I think they are pretty similar in size. There may be some that are slightly larger, but the average is probably the same size throughout the whole community, I would imagine.
Is there a reason why the walkway on the ground floor, because I think you had indicated you could do that and you wouldn't need a variance. Is there a reason why that wouldn't work?
It's a second-floor living home, so everything's on the second floor, the kitchen, the, you know, the rooms. We would prefer to have it on the second floor because that's the living space.
Are there flooding issues in that area?
No, sir.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Actually, I do have a couple more. What you're proposing, your deck would be 1'3" from the property line. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you allowed to use the common area if needed to maintain your deck?
To maintain it,
whether it be power washing or painting or whatever, because you're very, very close to, you're proposing to be very, very close to your property line. I know it's kind of an odd question and there's no house there, right? But it's,
right.
And maybe you don't know the answer, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know the answer, but I would hope to be able to clean it from the deck if it needs it. But I don't know. I know when contractors come in and work on homes, they're parking in the street, even though there's, you know, no parking on those streets. So they use the surrounding areas the way they need to, typically.
Did you consider going with a 6-foot deep deck instead of an 8-foot deep deck?
Yes, we have considered that also. And we're not opposed to that. The architect is the one that told us that the usable deck size, the minimum that he would recommend would be an 8-foot deck. And that's why we thought we would start there.
So just drawing from my experience as a draftsman designing houses, I design homes with 6-foot decks and 8-foot decks and different size decks. It depends kind of what you're using it for, but I've designed plenty with 6-foot decks that are usable and people use them. One of the requirements that we have to meet is that it's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. So if you were to build a 6-foot deck, would you be able to use it then to get your views?
Yes.
Okay. And then in that case, you would be 3'3" from the property line instead of 1'3" right. from the property line.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You have a couple pictures of your neighbors showing their decks facing the golf course, and you said that that was your desire to have a view of the golf course. So do you have a view of the golf course from either the front or the back deck?
From the back deck, we have a view, yes. You would, in order to view the fourth hole of the golf course, a long view, you would need to go all the way over to the edge of our deck and look up this way. If you were in a wheelchair, you wouldn't be able to get that close to see it. So,
okay, thank you.
I actually have one more question. That fireplace that sticks out 2 feet, you've got it venting out the side. Did your architect say anything about that?
He did not.
Did he say anything about trying to change how that vents? Or because that thing can get kind of hot, and you don't necessarily mm-hmm. want people walking. And that's not really what we're here to decide, right. But I'm just thinking in my mind, if we cut this thing back to 6 feet and you've got that thing sticking out the side.
No, he did not mention that at all.
Okay.
I didn't even notice. I mean, I didn't notice that either. So what's...
I mean, fireplaces can vent up. I know that. So.
That's the first thing I thought about when I saw right. that.
Yeah. Well, I just looked at the picture and struck yeah. me, hey, with this something?
Because ever how hot that is in that fireplace is going to be going out the back.
Yeah. And that's going to be an issue no matter how deep your deck is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We probably wouldn't use the fireplace when people were outside trying to enjoy the sunshine on the decks, but I understand your point totally. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, it does.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case?
Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Would you like to come forward and be sworn in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Tom Kelly, 32064 Baywind Walk, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975. Thank you. We're the across the street neighbor.
And your name, ma'am?
Patricia Kelly, 32064 Baywind Walk, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Thank you very much for giving us the chance to speak at this proceeding. Trish and I live across the street from the Sampsons. We're very sad to be here to oppose this variance hearing. We love our neighborhood. We hope to live there for a long time in harmony with our neighbors. When we decided to purchase the lot in Bayside, we looked at everything that was for sale, and we were coming from a property that had beautiful views, so a view was very important to us. So we went to the corner that wasn't even for sale yet in the neighborhood and said, we want this lot, like a year and a half out, and they're, well, it's not for sale yet. Well, we want to go on the list. Okay, we can put you on the list, Mr. Kelly. So we ended up buying a lot three doors down just to hold our spot on the list for that lot. We ended up signing an agreement for a lot three doors up to make sure we were going to be able to get in the neighborhood right close by to where we wanted to be, just in case we weren't up high enough on the list to purchase this lot that we ended up buying. That's the backstory there. The lot came available. It was a hefty lot premium for the view of the creek, the third green, and the fourth fairway, but we decided that it was worth the money for the view. So we built our retirement dream home. And if this variance gets approved and they build a second floor deck, it's going to reduce our view by a pretty good percentage. We really are disappointed to be here in opposition, but if we didn't come to oppose it and every day we looked at it, if it got built, I would have regret for a long time saying that I should have made a voice, even though I don't want to rustle feathers. We want to be happy, loving the neighbors. I did bring a couple of quick pictures just to show you folks. This is our porch looking at the proposed property. And the deck location is going to go on this side, 8 feet out is what they're talking about. So you can see that is it pretty substantial? It's sitting out here 8 feet. Pretty substantial obstruction for our porch, our second floor porch view. And by the way, our home's also second floor living. Living room, dining room, kitchen, guest master, and office are on the second floor. Here is a picture from our living room looking out across the street.
That's the dining room.
I'm sorry, that's the dining room. You're right, honey, thank you. The dining room. And you can see that if the deck was built out 8 feet, it would hinder us. You know, I'd be sitting there eating Thanksgiving things to myself. That's a scoop. This is our living room picture. I took a picture of a duck on the gas grill one day, but that's also the living room picture, and it would be into our view. We take great pride in our house. This is our backyard, looking over towards the north. So with that being said, I just want you folks to understand our position. I'm very, really sorry to Ken and Cindy. We hate to do this here. We really do.
And I just had a couple extra points, if I could, unless you had questions for him first, or how does it work?
Let's get them all at once.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't know if these were more, should be more geared towards the HOA. My understanding is that there'll be still another approval required by the HOA before this would get approved. But I just wanted to say, we know setbacks exist for a reason. at least in part, to help maintain the aesthetic of a neighborhood and help preserve streetscapes and viewscapes of neighborhoods. In our neighborhood, the homes are already in close proximity to one another, and they are already on the large side. It is not like we all sit on 1 acre lots. The other homes pictured in the case packet did not require variances for their decks, as they were within the property setbacks. Typically, the Bayside homes do not have side decks. It's a very unusual to have a side deck, because the main living spaces are to the rear. We just feel the concept of a variance sets a bad precedent and is inconsistent with the type of community that Bayside is. And we thank you for your time.
Any questions?
I have a couple.
If I may, just one thing before I forget. Those pictures, you need to give them to Ms. Norwood so she can put them in the record. Sorry, Mr. Morf, I just want to forget that.
My understanding is that your line of sight is sort of at an angle at the front of or to the side of their house. Is that correct?
It depends on what room you're sitting in. If you're sitting in the dining room, no, it's a direct shot over.
Okay, so if you're sitting typically, let's start with your second story deck. You do have a second story deck, correct?
Yes.
If you're on the second story deck, do you see their fireplace?
No.
If you're in the dining room, do you see their fireplace?
No.
Okay, so you don't see the entirety of that area, the entirety of the side of their house.
That's correct.
Okay, you're only seeing a portion of it.
Yes.
The testimony was that the minimum they would need would be 6 foot. Does your opinion change at all if they were to do 6 foot instead of 8 foot?
Well, we paid a few hundred thousand for a lot premium for the view. So we're just gonna have a little less view.
Is it typical or unusual for this community for homes to have second story decks with views?
Side decks, very unusual side decks.
No, there's lots of homes have second floor decks with views.
So second story decks with views are typical, but decks on the side like this are not.
Very atypical.
Because the lots are narrow there. I mean, our lot's 73, I believe their lot's 66 and a half. They vary from 63 to 73, a lot width.
Okay. I presume lots in general in this community are quite expensive. In general, shouldn't people be able to have a second story deck for their house?
Sure, yes, certainly.
Okay. I suppose that's all I have for now. Thank you.
So you said side decks, or I would almost consider this sort of a wraparound deck because there's a front deck and a back deck and a side deck also. So that's not common at all in the development.
That's pretty unusual, I think. I'd have a side
deck.
Well,
like Ken indicated, if you got the custom home option, you could do different things during construction. And people in the neighborhood have put extra garages on. We actually have a third garage, and there's a deck over our garage. But our lot's also 73 feet wide, and we're in the building envelope with all the proper setbacks with no building variance.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Well, thank you for hearing
thank
us.
You.
Yes, thank you very much.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Sir, would you like to come back up and have rebuttal? Sure.
I would like to, add also that, our side decks on the neighbor's houses, as the photos that we've taken and presented, they are in our community. Tom and Trish, great neighbors, they're one of the ones that have the side deck option and front and back and wraparound and so on. So very similar to that one there. That's another home around the corner. It's a front deck that goes around to the side and the back side as well. So, again, we are allowed to put a deck there. We're just hoping to be able to put a deck there that is going to be large enough to use. There is a lot of landscaping in the community there. And another 2 years from now, if the trees continue to grow, they won't even see past our house. There's big pines, and they might be illustrated in some of the photos that Tom's presented. But that's all I have. You know.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I do. Your existing covered porch on the rear, does that give you some views?
It does give us the straightaway view. We have house against the other side, so it's not like a projected deck that would give you the views, the free views. It's just this way.
A more limited view.
Yes, it is a limited view.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12955 for Mr. Kenneth and Cynthia Sampson and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case 12955. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
I'm going to vote aye, and I'm also going to add my own opinion that I think the idea that it's typical to have second story decks, and so this makes this unique, is just a bit of a stretch to argue uniqueness of the property.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reason.
And aye too. So they vote 4-0. Your case is denied, sir.